Good morning, Florette Plumbing.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Florette Plumbing.
That would be me.
Oh, hi. My name is Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords there, like your services in your area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for services that you provide, we make sure that they see you when they're searching from within your service area. And
well, I'm going to stop you just for a second, if you don't mind. So I'm having a few issues.
Okay.
So the people who have been managing my page for almost 5 years closed that side of their business. So I had a business page. It was FlowRightPlumbingBoise.com. And they've sent me the password or whatever so I could keep it. And now it's just, it doesn't exist anymore. I'm sure, I don't know if somebody else has it. I don't really know what the situation is. So I don't even have a web page at this point right now. I don't have an IT person now at this point. So I'm kind of in a bit of a hole. So when people Google us anyways, they don't get directed to a web page or anything.
Okay.
Quite embarrassing.
Okay. I understand. Okay. We can help you with that. How long have you been in business as Florette?
5 years. So actually, no. So we registered our business back in 2007 when the recession started.
Uh-huh.
And we did a whole search through the whole country. Nobody had Florette Plumbing. And now there's like five of them throughout the state. So we've been registered since 07, but actively working it since 18.
Since 2018. Okay. And I'm sorry. My name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Mindy.
Mindy, it's nice to meet you. Okay, so
thank you.
And so what would happen, Mindy, is if we were to do the programming for you to appear there, and we can handle the site and everything as well, but if we were to do that programming for you to appear there, they would block out a space for you within your service area, and then we can't accept any additional companies in who offer the same services. So if Boise is home base for you, how far are you typically traveling for the work?
So it depends on the work. I have people that are headed up to McCall currently for two new builds. So it kind of depends. Like if it's new builds, big remodels, things like that, we go all the way to McCall.
Okay. So anywhere within that reasonable traveling distance, you're pretty open, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Like if we get a call in McCall and somebody has a leaking faucet, we'll fix it, right? But we let them know that, hey, you know, this is kind of what we do. When it's a bunch of little service calls, we try to group them together at one day. That way we're avoiding, you know, we don't like to charge people for travel. So if we can group people together, then we don't have to charge anybody a fee to run up there because nobody has plumbers up there. It's terrible.
Oh, okay. So you can cluster them all and hit them all in
correct.
One day.
Is
it just you or is it you and a partner or like
my husband and I were, it's a 50-50. Yep. It's my husband and I. We're an LLCS corp and then we have 1, 2, 3, 4 journeymans, 1, 2, 3 apprentices.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, and so for something like this, it sounds like you, I understand you and your husband are 50-50, but you would be the person that would make the marketing. Your role there? Okay. And then now for this position that we have available there today, Mindy, it's month-to-month pricing. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. You're in the right area. You meet all of the criteria that's required. And while we were talking, I was messaging my regional manager for the area, John, to apply that rate. The rate for me, and I'm letting him know about the company that you had managing this for 5 years, and then that they went out, and that we would be needing a website too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
we're
let
a hot
me,
mess right now. I just like, how does this happen?
That's all right. We can fix that for you. That's what we do. Okay, so let me grab him. We'll get that rate.
And
I know
it was up until a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, the website was still there. Even though they, you know, they stopped managing it, it just said not secure. I think it's like I had to get some sort of something certificate. I don't know, to make it secure. I don't know. I'm not tech savvy, so I don't really have a clue. I just know that it was there. I mean, it had a video. It was a great page. It was fine, you know, but I paid them every month. They never did anything to the page. It was the same page as the day I set it up with them. So nothing that new ever happened.
Okay. We will fix that. We deal with that all the time. Let me grab John. Hang on here.
I feel embarrassed doing a Google thing like that and not having an adequate website for people to refer to. Like, we're BBB accredited. They can go on the BBB. So we have the BBB. We have our Facebook, all things of which, you know, unless you have somebody who's really managing those things or you're a lot more computer savvy than I am, it's probably not good.
Hi there, ma'am. My name is John. I'm the original.